the age of 11. Is this claimed by Pope John Paul II? Approve of the Catholic Charismatic Renewal of the Holy See. Well, whenever I hear the Holy Father quoted, the first thing I want to do is show me. Was it your question?
I heard it done.
Yeah. Get the quotation. Get the quotation in English. Then I will, of course, go back to the Latin. Holy Father is a very intelligent person. Now, no problem. In fact, did he say at the age of 11? My gosh. He received the Holy Spirit the day he was baptized.
He wasn't talking about that. He was talking about the experience of what they call baptism.
Is this claim approved of the Catholic Charismatic Movement by the Holy See? No. Thanks for the question. That does not mean, as I said before, there are not some very good, devout Catholic Charismatics. God bless them, and I work with them. It's the theology behind the movement, which I repeat, is not Catholic. Can you describe how the scandal of unholy example given by priests contributed Martin Luther's breaking with the Catholic Church? Well, Luther went to Rome, 16th century, and Rome was a mess. What he saw there scandalized him. And of course, Luther had his problems. He didn't have to go to Rome to find misbehaving priests. I have to say this. You read some of Luther's writings, blasphemous. He decided there is no way that a human being can control his passions. No way. Either God gives you the grace and that you don't even use your free will. You're not chaste. In other words, as I've said more than once, unholy priests reverse what priests should be. They should be a witness to the truth. But how can a priest who is not living a good life witness to the truth? He will say, well, if what you're telling me is true, why has it been lost on you? How did the priesthood develop historically? It seems in the book of Acts that it started with bishops and deacons, and priests developed as needed. And yet, you said Christ instituted the three levels, and deacons came first. No, I didn't say that. At the Last Supper, Christ ordained the apostles bishops. He didn't tell them, now, my dear friends, this will take a little time. We'll take this in stages. No. He ordained the bishops. And by the way, he could do it. He could do it. So he made them bishops from the start. But before the end of the first century, and remember, the revelation, divine revelation did not end until the end of the first century. And the church under divine guidance then interpreted that what Christ meant, that they who were bishops could ordain others who would have the power of both forgiving sins and changing bread and wine into his own living body and blood. And others whom they could ordain, remember Stephen, as deacons, and still others, of course, like St. Paul. They would ordain bishops. What is your opinion surrounding or regarding Opus Dei organization and its founder? Well, on the Opus Dei is doing good work. Opus Dei, as you know, has been much maligned. And the founder who is being beatified was a very holy man. So I think the Opus Dei organization has done wonders already in preserving the faith and promoting it, especially among the laity. Should a woman serving as a lector discontinue doing so? No. All I can say is women, for example, where I offer a mass, now the bishops, as you realize, and one dies after another, no problem. All kinds of women engage in the ministry. Lectors, you name it. But whenever I can, and of course I try to make it as often as possible, I exercise such freedom as I have. And, dear sister, thank you, sister. If you don't mind, I'll do the reading myself. So, should a woman serving as a lecturer discontinue doing so? Well, I'm being taped. Shall I say, let the questioner, on the basis of what I've said, answer her own question. What process does the Latin Roman Catholic Church have instituted to remove priests or bishops from authorized dioceses or diocesan positions where they're not in proper formation with established doctrine? Well, it's a long process. In most cases, for a priest, the bishop is informed, and then the bishop informs the priest. And then again, in most cases, especially if, say, the priest's conduct or teaching is public, there's no problem. If the priest appeals his case, then, of course, that can start what we call canonical litigation. The case of bishops is obviously more difficult and more demanding. And here, of course, the Pope has to be extremely careful. To remove a bishop from office means, depending on his influence, say in his diocese, to risk losing maybe thousands of people who then would side with the bishop and against the Pope. There is a process in great detail explained in canon law. In question 1470, you list the conditions for valid reception of holy orders, but no mention is made of the state of grace. Can holy orders be validly received if the candidate is not in the state of grace? Yes.